last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan and this is day 18. Just four more sleeps to go until polls open in Ireland. Today we'll look at Mary Lou MacDonald's interview on The Last Word on Today FM, the latest opinion poll and a report on how party promises deal with climate change. Firstly, let's look at the latest opinion poll. It was an Ipsos BNA poll for the Irish Times, and it shows a significant drop in support for Fine Gael, down 6 points to 19%. It's placed third among the larger parties. Fianna Fáil is up 2 to 21, while Sinn Féin is up 1 to 20. Now, among the smaller parties, the Greens are at 4%, that's up 1. Labour is also at 4%, that's down 1, while up 2% are the Social Democrats. They're now at 6. People Before Profit is at 3, that's up 1. Aon 2 had no change and currently at 3%, while Independence, which includes the party Independent Ireland, is at 17%. That's down 3% since the last poll. This poll was conducted among 1,200 people between the 20th and 23rd of November through in-home interviewing, and it's seen as one of the more accurate polls of the campaign. Now, it sets up a massive battle at the top between the three largest parties and puts more importance on the leaders' debate tomorrow night, which is rounding into one of the most important debates in recent electoral history as Fine Gael tries to address its slide in the polls. Now, The Last Word continued its series of leaders' debates earlier. This time was the turn of Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. As she's one of the three people who could be Taoiseach, she was given an hour of airtime, like Micheál Martin of Fianna Fáil and Simon Harris of Fine Gael, which will be later this week. Today FM's Aidan Delaney was listening along. We've run through the details of that poll in the Irish Times. What did Mary Lou MacDonald to say about it?
Well, naturally enough, I suppose, looking at the poll, she was quite enthused by its standings. Obviously, Sinn Féin had been a little bit on the back foot for the last couple of weeks, particularly in some of the polls, but this one has been a lot stronger and a lot more in their favour as we're now, you know, a couple of days out from actual polling. She feels that it's now a very open contest between the three parties. Obviously, they're all around that kind of 21-20%, so basically it's in anybody's, she called it a game on, basically, as at this situation. She, ideally enough, wants a government without Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, so she's encouraging people to vote tactically as we go into this Friday. She says that basically if you want Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out, Sinn Féin is your only option there. So, you know, she's basically making that call out to anybody who's thinking of maybe voting another left party or maybe, you know, voting independent. She says that Sinn Féin is the only way. And I think that's that poll has really kind of strengthened that vote as well.
And she's probably looking at the possible coalition at the end of the election. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both say that they're not going to talk to Sinn Féin. So they really need to maximise the number of seats that they're going to get.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that has been kind of thrown around in the media for the last little while, a possible Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil coalition. That is something that she is definitely not in favour of. She feels this, you know,
she said that, did she?
Very much so. The kind of traditional rivalries between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in her mind have really been kind of melted away, and she feels that, you know, they're very cosy now, they're very buddy-buddy, and that Micheál Martin, her big line really was that he's working very hard to get Fine Gael back into government, not just his own party, that there's quite a close connection between the two of them, and basically she wants nothing to do with either of those parties, and she's encouraging people to vote Sinn Féin to get the current government out.
Micheál Martin seems to be the only person absolutely intent on putting Fine Gael back in government. That's his only plan, right? He seems to be singularly the person who believes that we haven't had enough of Fine Gael leading government. I disagree with that. I actually think we can build a coalition beyond Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
And just to stick with that idea of Sinn Féin being the, as she calls it, the only alternative to a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government, there's a lot of support for independence over the last couple of polls. They're ranging, including Independent Ireland, around 15 to 18%, give or take. What did she say about people who are considering voting for independence? Because that would be a very local decision to do.
Absolutely. And I think, as I've kind of mentioned there, like, this is something that she feels that Sinn Féin should be the leader of the next government. And she's hoping that her party will get in and kind of have a strong mandate on their own. Obviously, given the way that Irish politics works, she'll have to bring somebody else alongside her. So, you know, it wouldn't be without the realms of possibility that she would have to get, you know, the likes of maybe a Labour, maybe a Sock Dems, maybe the Greens, or maybe some independents in them, in alongside them in any potential government shakeup. I suppose, really, you know, she was asked by Mass about kind of the more left-leaning of those parties, somebody like Solidarity, People Before Profit. Obviously, they are quite inflammatory with some of their language in terms of the current systems that we have in place. They would really want to kind of tear a lot of those systems down. She says she's not really interested in anything like that. Obviously, she feels that Sinn Féin is a kind of left-wing party, but probably wouldn't go as far as a lot of those, you know, those Solidarities, those People Before Profit kind of motions that they have been calling for. But she acknowledges that there has to be some sort of, you know, programme for government will have to come into play here, and that they'll have to make some compromises. But certainly, given that Sinn Féin are likely to be the largest partner in that kind of coalition situation, they would have all the power there. And, you know, maybe some compromises would have to be made. But anybody, in her mind, anybody who's thinking of voting independent should probably think again.
So if we're kind of taking what you're saying, she was kind of more towards a left-leaning coalition rather than a coalition with, most likely, reported Fianna Fáil.
Yes, I think that was very much her kind of feeling towards it. Like,
but moderate left.
Moderate left, I would say so, yeah. Because she was very strong on the Micheál Martin line. We just heard it there about how he is working for Fine Gael. He is kind of the establishment party. And she had mentioned in a previous podcast before about this idea of the Free State establishment. So I think she wants to move away from that and kind of have a, you know, she's obviously the party of change. That's something that they've been running for the last 5 years. And that's something that she's really trying to drive home a couple of days out from the election.
Yeah, let's have a listen to a clip of Marilyn MacDonald earlier on The Last Word, saying that she believes there's only one vote that you can make to have change.
For people who might be thinking of looking for change and voting elsewhere, maybe for independence and so on, I would just invite them to kind of reflect a little bit tactically. If you want the government out, Sinn Féin's the vehicle to make that happen.
And one of the big issues now over the last two general elections has been housing. Ona Brin has been at the forefront of Sinn Féin's housing strategy and proposals over the last number of years. But one big issue that is always kind of put towards politicians, because there's been issues with it over the last couple of years, investors and the so-called vulture funds. Would Sinn Féin allow them to continue and operate as they have done over the past couple of years? Because, you know, the simple explanation is they have the money to pump into the housing market. We need houses quick.
Well, one interesting thing that Matt brought up himself is the fact that the state has actually put in a lot more money than these kind of so-called investment funds or vulture funds, as they're, you know, normally painted as. And it's something that Mary Lou, I think, kind of struggled with a little bit. I think it was the only real part of the interview where she didn't feel as comfortable, I think. They've obviously put out their housing policy statement, but, you know, they have been quite hard-hitting when it comes to the vulture funds, and it's kind of helpful, I suppose, for a party like Sinn Féin to have these kind of shadowy figures in the background of these investment funds coming in, taking all the housing, and we're going to be the party that will put a stop to all that. When she was actually pushed on it by Mass a little bit, she did make a distinction between what she would call vulture funds and what her kind of phrasing of it was stable, longer-term international investment. So she's not cutting out international investment, these kind of so-called investment funds altogether. She wants something that's a bit more stable, a bit more working towards the Irish people, instead of just something that's coming in, making a quick buck and kind of driving the prices up. So I think it was something that she was kind of a little wishy-washy on, in my opinion. But I think, you know, it is, you know, it's obviously going to be a massive part of this campaign. And, you know, a couple of days out, Sinn Féin are trying to get their houses in a row on housing, basically.
And overall, how do you think she performed in the interview? You said she was a bit weak on housing.
Yeah, I think it was the only issue where she was a bit weak. I think, you know, it was a wide-ranging issue. There was talks about Israel and kind of Sinn Féin's, you know, any potential kind of trip to the White House in March when Donald Trump will be in office, and what kind of message would she put to them, to that administration. She said that basically Israel is, you know, America's continuing arming of Israel for genocide is wrong, and she would put that message to the American administration. I thought that was quite a strong line that she came out with. You know, thinks that, you know, obviously any discussion with Sinn Féin is going to focus on a potential United Ireland and a reunification poll and all that kind of stuff. She feels that, you know, people can want a united Ireland and want to fix our current problems as well. They don't have to be mutually exclusive kind of situations. She believes that, obviously, that there would be a wide support for reunification here in the South, not just in the North as well. And interestingly, that we should use our sporting organisations as a way to look at how we can work together with the North. Obviously, you know, the rugby team is an all-Ireland team, you know, hockey, these kind of teams, and they can work together. Why can't we do it in politics as well? I thought that was quite strong from her as well. And basically, there was a good kind of discussion as well about her dealings with RTE. She says that she would play by the rules when it comes to dealing with RTE as Taoiseach. Obviously, Sinn Féin is taking a legal case against them at the minute. She wouldn't hold any grudges against the media if she was to get into power as well. So I think that was quite something that was quite interesting. And just to finish up then, Matt obviously asked her about her previous health scares as well. She admitted that she used private health insurance during those health scares, but she doesn't feel that she would have suffered really by getting any public health care either. So, you know, it was a wide-ranging issue. It was something she delved into, a bit of personal issues as well, but I think she was very much staying on message. Sinn Féin is the party of change. Get Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out, and the only way to do that is to vote her party.
Today FM's Aidan Delaney, thank you for that. And not only was Mary Lou MacDonald the only leader interview, Matt also spoke to the Labour leader, Ivana Bacik, earlier in the programme. Here's a little sample of what was heard.
Parents are facing a cliff edge at the end of primary, because even where we see autism classes or special needs services available at primary level, all too often they don't follow through to secondary, and indeed an absolute cliff edge once the child turns 18, goes through secondary cycle and has nowhere to go. So what is the, what you ask, you know, what is the issue? It is a shortfall in staff, for sure. You know, that is a real problem we're hearing from across those working in Section 39 organisations. There's an issue there with pay, clearly, and conditions.
But how do you explain that? Because a lot of people might be sort of confused as to what you mean by Section 39.
Yes, thank you. You're quite right, because it's a shorthand we use to describe the essentially the voluntary sector that is fulfilling the work that the state is also doing but hasn't got enough people to do.
So the state sort of subcontracts, doesn't it, its responsibility?
Precisely. I mean, for a long time the state has done this. You know, in fact it's been described as a sort of shadow welfare state. The organisations, often religious order run in the past, now maybe voluntary sector run. We're talking about some really large organisations that are providing, for example, disability services.
You can listen to both the Mary Lou MacDonald and Ivana Bacik interviews on podcast, and don't forget to listen to The Last Word for its election coverage every day on Today FM from 4:30. Now, over the weekend, it would have been hard to miss an interaction that Simon Harris had with a carer in Cork.
You've done nothing for us. Our people are suffering. I'm very passionate about my job.
I'm very passionate about disability too.
But there's been no mention in the budget whatsoever. You ignore them, you ignore the carers.
That's not true to say that.
Yes, you do. It has not been mentioned. Keep shaking hands, pretend you're not a good man. You're not a good man.
That was just a sample of Simon Harris and Charlotte Fallon's interaction in Kanturk over the weekend while he was out canvassing. It's since gone viral online. Now, earlier today, Simon Harris was asked about it. He said he made a mistake in how he dealt with the interaction.
I'd say to those carers that I think they know me and they know what I stand for more than 40 seconds of a video clip. When you make a mistake in politics, you own it. That's the way I was reared. You put your hands up and you say you got it wrong. But then crucially, you set about showing people what you're going to do. I could make the case, as Family Carers Ireland did after the last budget, that there were many positive changes this government made in relation to supports for carers.
An independent assessment has found the three largest parties' election promises have failed when it comes to climate. UCD researchers, commissioned by Friends of the Earth, examined the manifestos of nine parties. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin all received an E grade ahead of Aintu. Now, Labour is top of the list with an A grade, and it's ahead of the Green Party. A candidate for the Green Party in Dublin is Oisin Smith. He says no other parties have a stronger record of actually delivering for climate action.
The Greens are realistic. The Greens promise things and do them. Other parties, they say they're going to do something on climate. They promise a lot, but they don't deliver anything at all because it's simply not their priority. And I think people know that.
And Sinead, for Day 18, we'll be back with more tomorrow as we edge closer to Ireland deciding.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.